last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
The light of Allah, you are our true God.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. A very warm welcome to the program, The Lost Savior. You're listening to us from the IRIB English Radio. Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, said that the one who does not get to know about the Imam of his time will die the death of an ignorant. In this program, we try to make sure to give you maximum possible information about Mahdaviyat. And today also we'll discuss one of the very important du'as that is from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. And we have with us Dr. Karimi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for coming. Thank you so much for coming out of very tight schedule that you have.
My pleasure.
So, Dr. Karimi, there's one of the du'as that is highly, highly recommended to recite on all the Eids we have, or whenever like we are happy on our Eids especially, and even on the Fridays, because Fridays is also considered as one of the Eids. That the dua is called as dua nutba. I would want you to like the way you provide us with the beautiful content of duas, you take us you take us through the content of the dua. I would want you to start with dua nutba today.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is one of the famous duas and one of the longest ones, which is related to Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. It was first mentioned and quoted by Muhammad ibn Ja'far al-Mashhadi in his Al-Mazar al-Kabir, and later Sayyidina Tabus in Iqbal al-A'mal has mentioned and quoted this dua. And according to him, this has been recited by Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. And as you rightly mentioned, this is recommended to be recited on the main Eids, days of Eids for the Muslims, that is the Eid of Fitr, Qurban, or Adha, also the Eid of Ghadir, and Friday, because Friday is the
Eid of Muslims.
Eid for the Muslims. So we see that this is a kind of custom, especially among the Shias, to recite Dua Nutba every Friday. Now, why is it called Nutba? Nutba mainly means to ask for help and also to cry. Through Dua Nutba, we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help, and we are crying for not having access, direct access to Imam of the time, and because of the fact that we are going through many problems and difficulties, and that is why it is called Dua and Nutba.
All right.
According to some scholars, like Muhammad Taqi Shushtari, he is one of the contemporary Shia scholars. He was born in 281 after Hijra, solar calendar, of course, and passed away in 1374.
All right.
According to him, this dua has been mentioned by Imam Mahdi alayhi salam himself. Dua Nutba has a very rich content. It begins with praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending blessing upon the Prophet and his progeny. And again, like Ziyara Ar-Yasin, it has so many theological points. So dua is not only about repeating some words in Arabic without understanding the meaning and the content, especially for those people who do not know Arabic language in a proper way. So it's very important for us to know what we are saying. Again, Dua Nutba has so many theological points. First of all, it talks about, the philosophy for sending the prophets and the history of some of them, especially the Ulul Azm prophet, the most prominent prophets. I mean, Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, and finally, our prophet, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his family. It's been mentioned also in this dua that all these prophets had a kind of vicegerent. So it's referring to the concept of visaya or vicegerency of the prophets, the fact that none of them were without any caliph. So the same is true about our Prophet, peace be upon him,
and his family.
And that is why this dua in somehow details talks about the fact that Imam Ali alayhi salam was the true successor of the Imam.
All right.
So interestingly, dua nutba is not only about Imam Mahdi, it is about different prophets,
mm-hmm.
and also it is about Imam Ali alayhi salam and some of the very important merits and virtues of the Imam, and some of the historical events which are related to him, and the way he was finally killed by the enemies of Islam and the enemies of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. And then we come to talk about the dua comes to talk about Imam Mahdi alayhi salam and the time of his reappearance, his characters, his features, and it ends with some prayers and supplications. One interesting point about this dua is that many books have been written as a kind of commentary on this dua.
Right.
So when we have different scholars writing commentaries on a special dua and prayer in different languages, it is an indication regarding the importance and significance of this dua in the eyes of these great scholars. We have, for example, وسيلة القربة في شرح دعاء النطبة وشيخ علي خوئي in Arabic language, of course. معالم القربة في شرح دعاء النطبة by محدث أرموي وظائف الشيعة في شرح دعاء النطبة by أديب إصفهاني كشف القربة فروغ الولاية الكلمات النخبة and many other books of commentaries in my list. Now I have 18 books, but it might be more than this. As I mentioned, it is showing the importance and significance of this dua in the eyes of these great Shia scholars.
Scholars.
Now, as I mentioned, dua nutba, the name is about crying and the crying of the waiters, those people who are waiting for the Imam, because of the fact that they are not have direct access to the Imam. And of course, it's the biggest...
Who can understand the pain more than us who are living in the era?
And in that famous dua of Faraj, we say that Allahumma inna nashku ilayka, we complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of them is that ghaybata waliyana.
Mm-hmm.
Oh Allah, we complain toward you that we have no direct access. Of course, indirectly, we can talk to the Imam. This is our belief. But anyway,
but the pain
we can.
Is there.
Yeah, this is the maybe biggest pain of every true Shia and Muslim.
Yes, Dr. Karimi, you said the beautiful dua is recommended on all the Eids and especially on Fridays, because Friday is the Eid of Muslims. And the dua starts with praising Allah, sending salutations on Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. It talks about the belief like that of an Aliyah scene. It talks about the theological points. It talks about the philosophy of sending prophets, and it talks about the prominent prophets, and so on. So I would want you to continue.
Sure. I talk about the concept of crying out of grief for not having direct access to the Imam. For that, let me quickly refer to some narrations about the concept of crying, because, of course, maybe some people accuse Shia of being kind of denomination of cry and grief. This is not the case. We have so many narrations about the importance of being happy and making other people happy. So we have a good kind of grief and cry and a bad kind of it. So that is why I would like to share some narrations in this regard. First of all, to be able to cry is one of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. According to some narrations, if you are not able to cry, it is not a good sign. For some people, it is a kind of, for some people, not for us, for all of the people, it is showing that they are somehow hard-hearted, and it doesn't make any difference for them what happens around them. When you see some people suffering, when you see some children are killed by, like in Yemen, by the Saudis, so at least you need to feel the pain.
Yes.
If it doesn't I mean, make any change in you if you're not...
You must doubt your iman.
Yeah,
you
if you're not that sensitive anymore, so there is something wrong,
I believe. Something wrong with the iman. Yeah.
And that is why maybe as people, I mean, we are recommended not to watch all these bad movies because somehow we are losing that sensitivity gradually speaking. So my point is that to be able to cry is one of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we are not able to cry at all, like when we lose our dear ones, like when we see the calamities and sufferings of other people, there might be something wrong and we need to work on that.
True. Dr. Karimi, I'll be talking to you here. We need to take a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned. You're listening to IRIB English Radio.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand-year-old
when you are emotional and you cry, or when you're thinking about something, especially the emotional tears, these are the tears that take out stress hormones out of
your body. That's the point, yeah. So it's not only about a religious matter. There are so many scientific books, articles, papers written on the importance of crying when you're under great stress, grief, and sadness.
Yes.
Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that everything has a kind of weight and a scale except for the drops of your eyes.
All right.
One drop of your eyes, that is crying, is able to extinguish a sea of the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Wow.
Very symbolically, Imam alayhi salam has put it.
Mm-hmm.
This is referring to one of the positive crying. As I said, we have a negative crying and
a positive
one.
Crying.
Inshallah, I will explain about that. So if you are a sinful person, it means that you have provoked the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But through crying, which is a sign of repentance, you are able to extinguish that fire of anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
In another narration, the Imam says that on the day of judgment, all the people are crying except for three eyes. The eyes which is closed from haram, forbidden sins. So on a daily basis, there is a chance for us to look at
some haram stuff.
Yeah, wrong stuff. And so the people who are able to control their eyes, these are the people who will
not be crying on that day.
And they will be happy on the day of judgment. And the second eye is the eye that is awake during the night for obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, maybe referring to those people who take
night
vigil and read and say the recommended prayers. And the last eye, according to this narration, is the one which is crying out of fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the night, of course, fearing the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so beautiful that no one would be afraid of. It's been mentioned in another narration that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Prophet Musa alayhi salam that, O Moses, people can get closest to me through three features. One of them is to cry out of fearing me. And finally, Imam Baqir alayhi salam said, no eyes is more beloved toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the eyes of the person who cries out of the fear for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I mentioned, his justice during the night. These are some narrations, but now I would like to, if I have time, talk about different types of crying. Otherwise, we may talk about that in the following
session, inshallah, because we're running out of time right now. Inshallah, we'll discuss about that in the next upcoming sessions. Thank you so much, Dr. Karimi, for being with us. Thank you so much. May our eyes weep, cry for the Imam, for the may our crying be the emotional, positive crying for Imam, so that it also takes out the stress hormones from our body and also gains us some rewards. Thank you so much for listening. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.